In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. First, we want to welcome Abuna Pavlos, who is praying with us today the liturgy. He's from Malawi, Egypt, and he's here for health reasons and for medical help. So we pray for him and for his health, and we ask God to give him the energy and the strength he needs. In today's Gospel, and also during all the Gospels of the Holy 50, you will see that there is one theme. One theme. It is life. The theme is life. And actually, Jesus said in the very first verse today in the Gospel, I am the bread of life. Life is very precious. People do anything to live and to live good. It's amazing how God gives us to thrive, to live. Like people can defend their life with anything. Even the body. God gives the body to fight death so that it would live. And people are born naturally with the tendency that they want to live. And anyone who doesn't want to live, we call this person who is sick, because he doesn't want to live. If he's giving up life or whatever it is, it is sickness. It is not normal. Even physically, it's not normal physically, because we are born to live. And not only to live this life, but to live everlasting life and eternal life, to live forever. Man was created to live, but after sin, he was sentenced to death, and life stopped. People lived for years, but in the end, they die. The longest one who lived on earth, in the book of Genesis, his name is Methuselah. Forgive me if I'm not pronouncing it right, but he's the one who lived 969 years. He didn't finish the 1,000 years. Because he finished 1,000 years would have been a big sign. Because 1,000 years means, in the book of Revelation, Jesus is going to come and live with us for 1,000 years. 1,000 years means eternity, eternal life. That's why the people in heaven, they are 144,000. 12 Old Testament, 12 disciples New Testament, and 1,000 is eternal life. No one lived in this world life. Everyone died. Nobody made it for the 1,000 years, for eternity. Because this is not the life that God wants for us. It's not a good life. There's some good in it, but that's not the best life. He's got much, much, much better for us. And he knows that we will love this life. And once we just taste that life, it will be good forever. Why would people die? What do people die in this world? Because they can't live. How about if they don't die? If God would allow people to live for a long, long, long time on earth, what would happen to these people? I want you to think about it. It will be the most miserable thing ever. Thank God for death of this life. Because as you see, when people start to get old and experience sickness, forget about old and sickness and all of this. But people get sick of life in the end. What if you do everything you want to do? What if you experience everything you want to experience? What do you do after that? What do you do after that? It will be a suffering. It will be miserable, actually. So thank God that we don't stay long here, because it turns sour later on. Once you experienced everything, tasted everything, knew everything about this life. But it's something different about eternal life. And eternal life means that this life will will stay forever. It will never end because it's good, because people want to stay in it, because the environment allows people to live forever. There is something new. There is something to do. There is something to renew this life, or else nobody would live for eternity. Believe me, if life here on earth would be good enough for us to live eternal life, God would have made us live eternal life here. But the environment is not set up for that. But over there is something new every day. And in order to live this life, we have to get the life from the source of life, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Before the Lord came, no one ever spoke about everlasting life. No one would dare to talk about this. People talked only about one thing, is death, and what to do in order to avoid death, and how to deal with death. But now we're dealing with life. The end of anyone's life before Christ was death. But now, the physical death is actually the beginning of eternal life. And that's our hope. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Everything I said is about life. What is the bread of life? And why did he say that? Well, bread basically means food. And sometimes the word bread, just it's an indication of food. So he says that I am the food of life. I am the food that gives you life. We talked about life for a little bit, so let's talk about bread or food. Why do we use food? In order to survive, in order to live. Not only in order to live, but to live a good life. You know that? If you eat well, you live well, and your body will be. Why people, most of the sickness is coming from what? From food, believe it or not. It's the way you eat. So you eat healthy, you eat good, you live a good life. So bread is giving you the energy, the strength to live. What else? What do people use food for? Enjoyment, right? And that's okay, you know. It's bad when it's all about enjoyment. But it's okay. God gave us everything in this world to enjoy. In order to live, in order to survive, in order to be active, and in order to enjoy. Let's apply this to the bread of life. The bread and the food we eat in this world, it's the food of death, not the food of life. Why? Because it's feeding a flesh who will die. And believe me, some of the fathers of the church says like, what causes you death is actually the food you eat. People end up, you know, dying with whatever, heart attacks or whatever diseases they are. And mostly they come because of the food we eat. So it's the food of death. Not only that, because it's the causes you that. But this life that we live, the normal life we live, actually, it's not a life. You know, something happened in the book of Genesis. I don't know if you noticed that or not. When Adam ate from the tree of knowledge, then he went and God walked around and God said, no, I can't leave him here. I have to kick him out. Because lest he eat from the tree of life and live forever. You find that in the book of Genesis, and you will wonder what that is. So God kicked him out of the garden so he doesn't eat from the tree of life and live forever. Isn't he going to live forever? Yes, but not in this body, not in this life. Basically, that tree, the tree of life, which is later on, we define this as Christ. If he ate of that, he will never die. And he will live this miserable life on earth without dying. He will live in the flesh forever. But Jesus said, no. I don't want him to eat now. I want him later on to eat from the tree of life and live forever. Meaning, no one can ever survive in this world the way it is and live a good life leading to eternal life unless we eat something new, unless we change to something called the bread of life, unless we feed ourselves on the food of eternal life, because that's our goal. And even if our Christianity promises us with peace here on earth and with good things, that's good, but it will be no good for us if we don't have eternal life in the end. I am the bread of life. And later on, Jesus said so many times that I will raise him up. Anyone who believes in me and feed on this bread, I will raise him up in the last day. During the Holy 50, we're trying to grasp this life of the Lord Jesus Christ and grasp of eternity and grasp of eternal life. We want to hold that in. We want to own this life. We want to experience this life. Experience it here, but most importantly, own it for eternal life. Very, very, very important. Or else, we are living a life to die. That's basically what it is. Eating the bread of death and living in order to die in the end. But he comes and promises of eternal life through him. When he says, I am the bread of life, he means two things. One is literal, which is the body and blood of Christ, and we're not going to talk about this now. And the symbolic one, that once you feed on him, that you will live forever. Later on, in the following Sundays, Jesus is going to say that I am the light, and I am the living water, as he says to the Samaritan woman. So he's the bread that gives life, he is the light that gives life, he is the water that gives life. Everything pertains to life, because this is what we want. And in the end of the Holy 50, we receive the Holy Spirit, which is the spirit of life. And this life, not in this world, but it's an eternal one. And that's why the environment of the church, the white and the hymns and all of this, it's a symbol of heaven. That we may want to attain that eternal life. That we may think about it. That we may live this eternal life from here and now on earth. Jesus came in order to give us this life. We want to feed on him, the bread of life. The same way we eat, and we eat well in order to live well, then we must eat of that bread of life. Basically, this life, we take it through two things, internal and external. External is the light. External is, as he will say, that he is the light that leads to life. But internal. External is what we're doing here in the church. We're coming to church. We're coming to Christ. External is to eat the bread of life, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, his body and blood. But internal is to have this food that gives me life. You know that in order to the food you eat becomes part of you and gives you energy, gives you blood, you have to eat it, you have to digest it, and if you digest it well, it becomes part of you and it gives you the energy, it gives you the blood, it's going to renew your life. And the same thing. When we eat of him, the bread of life, when we feed on him, coming to feed on him. And the more we feed on his word, that's bread. And the word of God referred so many times as bread. When Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Meaning that the word that comes from God's mouth, it is a word of life. That you take it and it gives you life. In so many ways, in so many levels, gives you life to your thoughts, it gives you life that you live well. It's Christ who lives in you. through the time that we spend with Him. This time is eternal time. It's not a temporal time. The time we spend with Him, when we really feed on Him, we have a problem that we don't really eat that bread. We snack on that bread a lot. A lot of times people are doing great things and they wonder what's wrong and what's missing in their lives. What's missing really is eating. What we do is snacking. And there is a big difference. There is a big difference between someone who snacks on life, on the Word of God, on Christ, on prayer, on spirituality, on the bread of life, and difference between someone who's really eating. And that's why Jesus said right after, He said, "He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." Do you know what it means to be really full? Let's talk about food now. When you eat, and you eat well, what is the symptom of eating well? Don't want anything. Cannot even look at food. Right? Normally, for most people. When you eat and you eat well, then you don't want to even look at food. I can't. People offer you something, I really can't. And good luck if you're invited to some strong Egyptians who are forcing you to eat. That's a different issue. But when you're full, you cannot, you don't want to even look at food. And Jesus said that. What is the symptoms that you really ate? I don't want this bread of death. I don't care about these things of this world. Really makes no difference to me. Why? Full. We do eat. No doubt about that. Or else why we're here at church. But we don't eat enough. We don't feed on Him until we are full. Always leave of His table and of His presence hungry. One of the best things that God put in us is actually the sense of hunger. You know, if God didn't give us the sense of hunger, we would never live. God gave us a sense that you're hungry. When you eat, a sense that you are full. You know, there is some animals who don't have this sense. Anyone knows which animal? Some kind of donkeys. Okay? You know what happens if you have a donkey and you leave him on a grass area? You'll find him dead after the following day. He's going to eat and eat and eat and eat until he's dead. That's why they put some portions, you know, and he eats that and that's it. Doesn't have any sense of hunger and fullness and all of this. But God gives us this sense. Sense of hunger to the food and also sense of hunger to Him. But sometimes we misunderstand the sense of hunger to Him. We think it's hunger for something else. Especially when someone feels, I'll tell you what are the symptoms of that hunger. Hunger for God. But you misunderstand it. Number one, loneliness. Need for companionship. Great. You didn't put that in yourself. God put it in you. But it's one of these senses that God put in you. Hunger for Him. What is the rule? When you feed on Him, find yourself really full. You're not looking for anything. You could be a good friend. You can give company to people. But you don't need company from people. That's for example. Boredom. Someone who doesn't have a goal or a vision, because he is the vision actually. Someone who wants a sense of direction in his life. He is that source of directions. So when we miss these things and we cannot find them, maybe it's a hunger and thirst for Him. Maybe it's hunger and thirst for Him. So that needs some adjustment here and some search here and there. But God really makes us hungry and thirsty. And that's why people go all over the world and do crazy stuff. Travel the world. Why? I have like hunger for, like, I want to explore things. Can you believe that this sense of exploring, the sense of hunger to God? You know why? Because one of the best things we're going to do in heaven is we're going to explore Him every single day. Sense of knowledge. Someone who wants to learn and to grow and to be intellectual. Great. Go after degrees. That's fine. But it will not satisfy. He will satisfy. It's a sense of hunger to Him. Not to anything of this world. But sometimes we misunderstand these senses. And if we don't have these senses that leads us to the bread of life, then we become like the example that I said. Really, I asked this question before. Like, I always see the donkey tied up with a rope so he doesn't move and he has a portion of food. Why? You see the cows, like, all over, they can eat whatever they want. The donkey can't. You will find him dead. So, God give us these senses in order to be different, in order to be smart, to look for Him, to find Him, and to feed on Him. I hope we don't finish this season and we are hungry. I'm not talking about food, I'm talking about the bread of life. And the symptoms of being full is have no need for anything, no hunger and no thirst. Or anything of this world. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.